and welcome to episode 24 of How You Say, the podcast where I teach you how to say something fun or entertaining in Polish. I'm your host, Julia Tutko-Belina. So today's lesson is incredibly vivid, but very fun and very popular. Let's get started. Today's phrase is tonący brzytwy się chwyta, which literally translates to the one who is drowning, a straight razor himself or herself grabs. The elegant way of saying it is a drowning person will grab at a straight razor. And the English equivalent saying is something similar like grasping at straws. So it's basically a vivid way of saying that utter desperation will drive a person to do anything, even if it further harms themselves, you know. So it's a good saying to know, and it's super popular in the Polish ethos, and it's definitely going to earn you a lot of street cred with your Polish-speaking friends or family. You'll definitely impress with this one. So I hope you get the spirit of it. Let's just go over the words and hopefully it'll be easy for you to repeat. The first word is tonący, which I know I said it quickly, but first I'll tell you what it means. It means the one who is drowning or a person who is drowning. Not to get too complicated on you, but we have several such words like this because all we do in Polish that we don't do in English is we modify the verbs to create nouns to describe people who are doing the actions that the verbs are. If that makes sense. So for example, this word, tonący. Tonąć is the verb to drown. And so instead of having several separate words to describe a person who is drowning, we just change the verb to create a noun that encompasses the idea of a person who is drowning. We do this with several verbs in the Polish language, and it's a little bit shorter. So for all the complaints that English speakers may have about like super long ways in Polish to say something that we can say very quickly in English, I think this one is points in the Polish column for brevity. Anyway, let's go over this. Slow motion, I'm going to say tonący, because it has the own letter in the alphabet, which we've gone over before, but some people may not remember it. So let me go over it again quickly. So far, I've been saying all of your vowels are monosyllabic, and that is absolutely true, except for two letters that we have in the Polish alphabet that don't exist in English, which are the letter O, seen here, A with the little squiggle, and the letter L, which we've seen in previous lessons and we'll see again, and we have an example here as well in the word chiąp coming up. Anyway, so on and el are actually duosyllabic fluid vowels. If you want to say on, just think of the French language, and every single person has seen some sort of a hon-hon-hon stereotypical joke about how the French will laugh. I don't know. It's not exactly PC, but it's descriptive of the exact sound that you are already familiar with, and that's exactly this letter. So on is the sound. To-non-ci. Three syllables. The accent goes on the middle syllable, the penultimate syllable, as usual. And let's say together slowly three times. Tonący. 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 Good. So that's the person who is drowning in the subject form. The next word is brzytwy. Last lesson and in previous lessons, we saw the RZ letter combination, and we know that it's the homonym of the Ż letter in the alphabet. So I won't go over that again. We'll just practice saying it slowly three times right now. Brzytwa is a razor, and brzytwy is the object form of a razor, because what is the person grabbing? They are grabbing an object. The object is the brzytwa. So it has to be brzytwy. Anyway, that's grammar aside. Let's repeat it together three times. Brzytwy. 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 Good. You'll notice that the TVY letter combination at the end is kind of softened into a TF sound, TFY sound. That's very common. We've seen it before when V is nestled in with other consonants. Sometimes it gets softened because in faster speech, the V would be a little too cumbersome to pronounce every single time. So brzytwy is how you would say it, even though it is written brzytwy. Okay, moving on. Next word is się. We've seen this word before. It's the reflexive word. It means himself, herself, themself. Think of a reflexive word like, I'm going to get me a sandwich. I'm going to get myself a sandwich. I'm going to get me a sandwich. Me is to whom I'm giving the sandwich and for whom I'm getting the sandwich. It's incorrect grammatically, but it's exactly how się functions in the sentence, if that makes sense. Anyway, się. Się. Shall. Shall. Good. So the last word is chvita. Remember, the CH letter combination is pronounced like an H, and you see the V sound again being softened into a F a little bit because it's so close to other consonants, and that usually happens when you see it that way. So it's not tsuchvita, it's chvita. Okay, let's say it together. And again, the accent goes on the penultimate syllable, so that's the first syllable in this case. And just follow me three times. Let's go. Chvita. 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 Good. So now all together, the saying is tonący brzytwy się chwyta. Okay, two more times. Tonący brzytwy się chwyta. Okay, last time. Tonący brzytwy się chwyta. Great. And you'll notice that as you speed up the rate at which you say this, you'll hear that xie sometimes sounds more like xie. We've seen that happen before as well. It's totally correct. Just know that it's spelled xie. So I hope that helps. I hope it's interesting. And if you want to reach out to the show and suggest more episodes, we have an email address, mailbag@howyousay.fm. Our website is www.howyousay.fm. Our Twitter handle is @howyousayfm. And I have more links coming up, but they're not ready yet, so hang on tight for those. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week. Cześć!